from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A Russian airliner goes down, killing all 224 aboard. A passenger jet carrying more than 200 Russian tourists has crashed in the mountains of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. And initial reports say there are no survivors. 17 children were on board the chartered Airbus plane, which went down less than a half an hour after leaving Sharm el-Sheikh for St. Petersburg. Rescue workers who reached the scene say the plane broke into two and the back half of the cabin burned. Edward Iranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The crash of the Russian passenger jet was Egypt's first air disaster in more than a decade, since a French jet crashed over the Red Sea in 2004. Prime Minister Ismail Sharif was visiting the city of Ismailia Saturday when he learned of the crash. The Prime Minister said a technical team will investigate what happened and that the investigation will be coordinated with the Russian embassy. Several Egyptian satellite TV channels reported the plane's flight recorders were found, but other sources indicated the search for the black boxes is still on. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A spokesman for Egypt's health ministry said 80 ambulances were sent to the crash site and hospitals in a half dozen towns and cities activated crisis plans. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, the first stop of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. U.S. officials see Mr. Kerry's visits as a means to assure the nations of their U.S. ties at a time when relations between the U.S. and their neighbor Russia are in fact cooling. This is VOA News. Before going to Bishkek, Secretary Kerry and other world powers, including Russia, were in Vienna, where they approved a UN plan to bring Syria's government and the opposition to talks.
We agreed together with the United Nations to explore modalities for an implementation of a nationwide ceasefire to be initiated on a date certain and in parallel with this renewed political process.
Earlier, Secretary Kerry reiterated the U.S. stance that President Assad cannot unite and govern Syria. Meantime, it's been announced that a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against Islamic State militants. Israeli officials say a Palestinian man has been shot to death by Israeli guards at a border checkpoint after he reportedly tried to stab a security personnel with a knife. Israeli forces reported no casualties to their personnel. On Friday, a Palestinian baby became the youngest known victim of the current wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The International Organization for Migration reports migrant deaths on the Mediterranean Sea routes to Europe are breaking all previous records. Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports deaths off the Greek islands, notably Lesbos and Samos, have surged with the cold weather setting in. It estimates 435 men, women, and children have died on the eastern Mediterranean route linking Turkey to Greece in the last 3.5 weeks. The past few days have been replete with shipwrecks and deaths. IOM describes Wednesday, October 28th, as the deadliest day in the Mediterranean waters this year. The UN Refugee Agency warns the seaborne death toll will continue to rise as long as thousands of refugees are forced to make these perilous journeys to escape war and persecution. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The military official in charge of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan says American troops have attacked what are believed to be the largest al-Qaeda training camps found in the course of the 14-year Afghan war. The operation, which took place around October the 11th, came just days before plans were announced to keep 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan throughout the greater part of 2016. The U.S. National Institutes of Health announced a study of chronic fatigue syndrome, a mysterious condition that can leave its sufferers exhausted and bedridden. NIH officials say they want to find a cause and treatment for CFS. Women are diagnosed with chronic fatigue 4 times more often than are men. In 2009, researchers announced that CFS appears to have a genetic basis. At that time, experts predicted it would take a while to identify the biological pathways involved. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.